The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Friday, September 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. I'm in Studio North. Let's begin with the biggest story, shall we? The Cleveland Browns beat the Steelers 29-17 to dump the nasty Jets loss right in the lake. That's the headline on the Mary Kay Cabot story at Cleveland.com. The Browns weren't suffering from anything that a good old-fashioned smash-mouth victory over their arch-rival Steelers couldn't cure. This is the most important story in the world. I know Putin has threatened nuclear weapons. I know the Washington Post is reporting that Joe Biden has privately responded. But let's get our priorities right, okay? The Browns blew a 13-point lead 4 days ago in a minute 55. And somehow the Browns managed to win last night, even though there was another onside kick, which I never want to see again in a Browns game. And everybody played well. I mean, it's not as close as 29-17 makes it, because the Steelers were trying an onside kick when it was 22-17. And the Browns almost miffed that one. It went out of bounds, thank goodness. But we could have miffed that one, in which case I might not be on the air this morning. But Mary Kay called it. She called, and Juco would have a great game in the Orange and Brown podcast before. Brissett had a great game. The defense sort of repaired itself. And at one point, I turned to my brother-in-law who was watching with me. I said, Joe Woods is our defensive coordinator. Good guy. But he's going to get fired if they lose this game. It's a tribal sacrifice kind of thing in Cleveland. If you lose two out of the first three that you're supposed to win all three, and one of those is the Steelers and another one is a blown lead, like the Jets game last week. And the first one, you only won because you have the leg from Legoland that can kick 100-yard field goals. Then there will be a sacrifice of the gods. So Joe Woods, they're putting the camera on him last night. Good guy, came over from the 49ers. Cool as a cucumber, called blitzes at the right time. His job is safe. They have 10 days off now to try and get ready for the Falcons. By the way, I'm on at AM 920. I would think that Governor Kemp would want me down there to cover the Browns-Falcons game. I got the bat line open, Governor Kemp. I would just think that Governor Kemp would say, you know, I think you ought to broadcast from Falcons Stadium or whatever they call it down there. I can get there. There's no reason I can't get there. It's like going on a cruise. I'm negotiating with the cruise right now about whether we go from London to Lisbon to Monte Carlo on the last few cruise. And they say Dwayne can have the dinghy. Half of Dwayne can have the dinghy. And you can come, but that's, and you can bring Guy Benson along for half the trip. And I'm saying that's not good. So I'm negotiating. So I'm negotiating with Governor Kemp right now. They got a nice little stadium there. It would be nice, wouldn't it, if someone would broadcast from it. Just saying, Governor Kemp. I'll bring you more Browns news, because I know that's why you tune into this show. Generalissimo gave me a cut sheet this morning that has 32 cuts, and none of 32 is, by the way, Jimmy Brown's number. None of them have any Browns news in them. But he did give me my four cuts from Special Report with Brett Baer last night. I want you to download the Salem News Channel, because if you do, you can see I'm wearing my Browns lucky tie. It's not often I get to do television on game day. And so if you're watching the Salem News Channel, the first thing that came up were the fake police bills that the Democrats passed yesterday. Completely fake. They passed four police bills, completely fake. Brett asked me about them. Cut 29.
It's a real question about whether the Senate moves forward with this bill or not. It's obvious precarious to start having these discussions with progressive Democrats and talking about defunding or the like just weeks before the election.
I think it was a bad move by the Democrats. It's the same Dean Phillips and the like-minded Democrats. Your report led in from Minnesota. Voting begins in Minnesota tomorrow. In the 3rd Congressional District, so-called moderate Dean Phillips is being challenged by, for example, by Tom Weiler, a submariner-turned-first-time congressional candidate. Wherever he goes, Weiler talks about crime and fentanyl. Dean Phillips has spent all month negotiating with the squad, these radical members, to try and pretend that they are tough on crime. Well, it doesn't do anything about fentanyl. doesn't do anything about the border, doesn't do anything about the burnout areas of Minneapolis. I think it is shouting into the wind, and the Democrats would have been better off to spend their time on the ground talking to voters about fentanyl and the border and promising to do something next time.
You see, and they hadn't done any of that. And so they passed a bunch of bills and they've wasted a bunch of time. And Tom Weiler is still a much better candidate than Dean Phillips. In Minnesota, start voting today. Vote for Weiler. Vote for all the Republicans. And do not vote for one school board member about whom you are not certain that they are committed to never locking down the schools again. They admit their error and they are against mandatory masking. Came around again. There is this horrific story out of North Dakota where a 41-year-old man ran over an 18-year-old man. I do not think it's a political violence. I think a drunk guy got into road rage and somehow killed it. And then he tried to come up with a cover story and claim that the kid was a radical Republican extremist. It's kind of a drunk tank kind of story. But I said as much last night. Cut number 30.
He said that the teen, he was a Republican extremist. And
yeah, it doesn't add up, Brett. It's a DUI. It's a vehicular homicide. It's a hit and run. The fellow who's now been charged and released on an astonishingly low $50,000 in bail came up with a story. I think it sounds like some kind of a drunk's excuse for running into a kid, whether or not he was having road rage, whatever. But this 18-year-old Mr. Ellington is dead, and this defendant is going to be back in behind bars very soon. I don't think it's a political case yet. I'd be very reluctant to go there. It sounds as though the only person to raise the issue of political violence is the suspect, who's already not credible.
It's to me, I listen with lawyer's ears. After 35 years, I can't do other. They came back around and we got to talk about the protests in Iran. And I'm very glad to have done this. Again, this is why I like Special Report. Brett's got on Byron York and he's got on Mara Liasson. They're very smart people. He takes his time. We move methodically through some important issues. And the protests in Iran and the silence of the Biden administration came up last night. Cut 31.
Right. President Biden was Vice President Biden, Hugh, when the Obama administration took criticism for not speaking up louder for the green revolution in Iran that there some people believed could have risen up there.
This is a bad replay of that. When President Obama was silent at the beginning of his term, the green revolution, which might have gotten some traction, fell away and was repressed. 36 people are reported to have been killed in the last 6 days after the death of Mahsa Amini in Iranian custody. The numbers that we have can be lower than that, but that's according to the Oslo-based Iran Human Rights Watch. It is inconceivable that we are dealing with Iran right now to relieve sanctions. And Admiral Kirby was very general in his condemnation, not specific to the Iranian mullahs. The Iranian president was at the UN denouncing the U.S. this week. The Iranian president is one of the hardliners. It is inconceivable that we would send them millions and billions of dollars, which will go right to Russia, because that's their strategic partner. It's no figuring out the Biden administration's Iran policy. There isn't one.
There isn't one other than abject appeasement. I do like my orange tie, though. One more time they came around. It's a very short bit. We're running out of time. You can never tell when someone said in your ear 10 seconds. But that's what happened last night. Cut 32.
You?
Inflation, crime, and the border. They're all in the commitment, and they can't say it often enough between now and the election.
Inflation, crime, and the border. The Republicans are unveiling their commitment to America today in Pittsburgh. Very sad in Pittsburgh this morning. I'm sorry, WPIT listeners. I really feel for you. Not. And the Browns won last night. So I told them, I warned them, don't go to Pittsburgh after they're in Cleveland. Now, the other big news this morning is that the new number two in Great Britain's government, Kwasi Kwarteng, is giving a speech. And he has announced he's scrapping the highest tax rate in Great Britain. He is cutting tax here and cutting tax there. He is going left, right, everything is being cut. He's cutting the zero income tax on up to 12,000 pounds. He's lowering the basic rate to 20%. He is also going to get rid of the new national health insurance tax. He's going to cut the stamp duty. None will be paid on the first 250,000 pounds of property value. The corporation tax hike has been scraped. The national insurance increase, scraped. The cap on bankers' bonuses lifted. They're going back to Thatcheronomics, to Reaganomics. Bravo. Bravo. Liz Truss doing a great job in her first week. Meanwhile, the United States watchdog has estimated that $45 billion, which would fund the entire strategic submarine force, that was wasted in unemployment fraud because the government was in charge. Do you understand? The government was in charge. When you spend money through the government, it is never efficiently allocated and there is always fraud. That's what governments do. They get 80% of the job done for 130% of the proposed cost. Stay tuned, America. I am Hugh Hewitt. Lots ahead. The Browns did win this late breaking news, and the Guardian swept the White Sox. From number one New York Times bestselling author Vince Flynn comes Oath of Loyalty. Mitch Rapp confronts a very different kind of killer in the explosive new thriller in the best-selling Vince Flynn series, written by Kyle Mills. In the game of politics, some ties must be severed, but the oath of loyalty can never be broken. Oath of Loyalty by Vince Flynn, now available wherever books are sold. Go buy it today. I had a chance to interview the author, Kyle Mills, so go to my podcast to listen to that full interview. Oath of Loyalty by Vince Flynn. You can play that again.
29-17, the Browns win it.
Marv Albert never said. Try that one more time.
Wait, who was that?
Marv Albert.
Marv Albert?
Yep.
How about Al Michaels?
I mean Al Michaels. What am I saying? Marv Albert. Al Michaels. Well, they got an A in it. Al Michaels. Let's do that again.
29-17, the Browns win it.
Al Marvert with the call.
Herbie was there, too. Kirk Herbstreit in the Amazon. And by the way, they were able to broadcast the game unlike NFL Sunday Ticket. They did not actually screw up the broadcast of the game. But seriously, I need to go to bed. And these Monday night, Thursday night games, it start at 8:15 on the East Coast and go to midnight. And then, of course, you can't go to sleep. You got to do what you got to do. Sonny Bunch joins me now. Sonny Bunch probably did not want to watch Amazon Prime. The Browns beat the Steelers that night, but he should have. Sonny, how are you?
I'm good, Hugh. I was going to say, did you even go to sleep last night? Are you just powering through? Or are you just doing an all nighter?
I've had five cups of coffee. Does that come through on the radio? So, Sonny, why don't you take it from here and tell us what we need to know about everything for 10 minutes?
Well, you know, you mentioned Amazon Prime and football, and it's interesting. We could talk about that for just a minute because this is an interesting business of Hollywood story here. I mean, if you look at the two big things that Prime Video is doing this year, one of them is Lord of the Rings, Power of the Ring, which is kind of a big prestige TV show, billion-dollar series, whatever. And then the other one is picking up the exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football. Now, there's been football on Amazon for the last few years, but it's always been kind of in partnership with somebody. You know, it hasn't been exclusively only able to watch on Prime Video. And if you had to guess which of those two programs spurred more signups, which would you guess?
NFL.
And we have to guess because we don't have access to all of it.
I will say this. I would say NFL, but last night my brother-in-law, who has Prime, did not realize. He said, I'm not going to pay more for this game. I think Amazon's made a mistake. I said, you don't have to. It's in the Prime membership. So you can't actually break it out. It's so sticky. It's glue, right? So I think Prime benefits from the by the way, Rings of Power is a B. I mean, it's a B minus, actually.
Yeah, I mean, Rings of Power is okay.
It's
like,
fine.
I like the last episode, or the fourth episode. I guess there's the fifth one is out right now today, Friday. But the fourth episode where the men of Numenor are like, yes, let's go to war because the leaves are falling from the tree. I was like, okay, I'm finally into this. I'm like, I need that sense of duty and epic.
It's not House of Dragons, Sonny. It's not House of Dragons.
It's not that. But look, so my point here is we don't really know which caused more signups. But if I had to guess, I would say that the best investment for Amazon Prime in terms of sparking activations is NFL football. And look, here's the thing about the NFL. The NFL remains hugely, hugely popular. You know, it's still the best rated show on TV is whatever prime time football game. is on by an enormous margin. I mean, like the 10 most watched shows of the year, like 8 of them are football games or something. So it's a huge hit, but it's hard. Here's the thing, it's hard to make a hit TV show. You got to do all sorts of things right. You got to do all sorts of things, you know, that are difficult in terms of attracting audience, et cetera, et cetera. But with football, all you got to do is have money. All you got to do is have the money to pay for the rights for the thing.
And it does help to have good broadcasters. They had Kirk Herbstreit and
That helps. But people will watch bad broadcasters, Hugh. People will watch bad broadcasters.
I have.
I mean, look, again, like you throw it.
Been watching Chris Collingsworth for years. You're right. I, you know, Chris Collingsworth is horrible, but I watch it anyway.
Right. So, well, I like Chris Collingsworth, but I understand lots of people don't. I know lots of people don't. So I get it. Like, but the, you know, again, all you have to do is have enough money to get Al Michaels to come do your show. All you have to do is have enough money to get Kirk Herbstreit to come do your show. So, you know, what does Amazon have? Amazon has tons and tons of money. What does Amazon not have? They do not have a ton of activations on Prime Video, which is a thing that is already included in your Amazon Prime membership. I mean, that's...
As my brother-in-law learned for the first time last night. He did not know that.
This is exactly what Amazon wants from... Thursday Night Football. They want people who have Amazon Prime but don't necessarily understand that they have access to Prime Video to realize that and activate it and put it on their TV.
Because that's an advertising revenue stream. And if I were Amazon, I'd buy Monday Night Football. I'd buy college football. I'd give the Big Ten more money than Fox did whenever they can. I'd buy sports because sports are sticky.
This is what I would do if I was Netflix. This is what I would do. I would buy the NBA rights. If I were, HBO Max, I'd be buying, Monday Night Football or whatever. I mean, if I was Disney, so if I'm Disney and I own ESPN already, I am trying to figure out how to make Monday Night Football exclusively on Disney Plus.
You know, Sonny, Salem is not for sale, but if I was Amazon, I would buy the Salem News Channel as well because we fill the early morning hours and we're sticky. We've had the audience, they've got to start buying stuff that people watch anyway or listen to anyway and putting it in one place where you can get it easily.
Yeah, totally. And this is your brother-in-law is the number one case study in why Thursday Night Football is a better $1 billion spend than Amazon's Lord of the Rings purchase. I think this is 100% from a pure business perspective, the smartest thing that Amazon could have done with
proof of concept. And it happened in real time. I had two brother-in-law here last night watching the program, and the one says, "Well, I'm not going to buy this," and the other one says, "The brother said, that what are you, a dummy? You've got Prime Video." So he said, "Well, will you come activate it for me?" "Yes, I will." And they make it easy. So you're right. That probably dawned on a lot of people for the first time last night, or as they move through the schedule, it will dawn on more people.
Well, and that's the other thing is that the NFL is a nationwide phenomenon. So every week, a different market is like, "Oh yeah, that's right. I have
I can
Prime
activate." You're right, Sonny.
They Google it. They're like, "How do I get Prime Video?" And they're like, "Oh, it's already part of my Amazon Prime membership. Okay, that's great." And maybe it sparks a few people to sign up for Amazon Prime. Period. Who hadn't done it before? That's possible. That's less likely. Again, I think what they really want. They just want people to activate those memberships that they already have and put them on their TV. That's what they want.
And get it sticky. Yep, get it sticky. Now, tell me, Sonny, because we have 3 minutes left. Anything to see in the movies this weekend? Anything at all?
Well, you know, there's a couple things in theaters. You could go see or watch at home the new Fletch movie, Confess Fletch, starring John Hamm as the investigative journalist turned private eye, Fletcher. I am Fletcher. He is. I don't know if folks remember the Fletch movies from the 1980s with Chevy Chase. I was never a huge fan of those, honestly.
I hesitated to raise that because that's a big reach for 50 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. I don't love those movies, but I know a lot of people who really do. It's a total cult thing. There's a cult of Fletch. You know, the indie director Kevin Smith is very into Fletch. And I don't know. There's a whole cult around it. I don't love those movies. And this is a perfectly acceptable, like, watch at home on your couch movie. Granted, renting it at home right now is $20 because it's your premium video on demand. You could go see it in theaters on 800 screens. It's funny. It is not brilliant. It is, it's not going to change your life to watch this movie, but it's a nice little 100-minute date night movie. If you like John Hamm, if you remember John Hamm from Mad Men, you'll like him here. He's allowed to be a little bit funnier here than he was on that show. John Slattery shows up for a couple scenes, again, who folks will remember from Mad Men. It's just a good little hangout comedy. Not great, not brilliant. Perfectly acceptable. It'll be on Showtime, I think, in a month. So if you don't want to pay $20 for it now, just wait a month.
I'm not driving down from the Great North Woods to see that. Got anything else?
So the in theaters this week is Don't Worry, Darling, which is the kind of
No.
Updated Stepford Wives.
Yes, type, not going to see that. That's got like the least appealing trailer ever.
Well, it's got a very weird trailer. It's funny you mentioned the trailer. I thought it was interesting, and some people have been like, "Oh, well, I don't know what's going on in that trailer." I was like, "Well, this is the problem with the trailers, that it's too visually weird for its own good. People are going to be turned off by that." I think
Exhibit One. My brother-in-law is Exhibit One for Amazon, and I'm Exhibit One for Don't Look Now.
And also in theaters is The Woman King, big historical epic starring Viola Davis. There's some controversy around it. Viola Davis stars as the general for the Dahomey Kingdom in Africa. But, in this movie's telling, they are abolitionist African warriors who want to get rid of.
Fetching Mrs. Ladies. Hewitt leaned over and said, "This could be good, but she's old, isn't she?" She's as old as we are. I mean, Viola Davis is the king. I mean, they got to have a stunt double here because that was a demanding trailer role.
Yeah, she's in her mid 50s. She's an older action. She's Liam Neeson. She's Lady Liam Neeson.
There you go.
So you could look at it. No, but she's very good in it. She's so good in it. I mean, she really is. And look, again, there's some controversy about this movie because
why?
In reality, so the movie is about this African kingdom, the Dahomey Kingdom, who are at war with another kingdom, the Oyo Kingdom, and the Dahomeys want to get rid of slavery in Africa, blah, blah, blah. I mean, in reality, the Dahomeys were vicious, vicious slavers. I mean, they were not in favor of getting rid of slavery. They wanted to do it. They were very good at it. And the female warriors, the Agoji, were amongst the most vicious and most successful of the slavers. Now that said, look, people should not get hung up on reality when thinking about a historical epic. I mean, I love Gladiator. Do you love Gladiator, Hugh?
Yes, and there is no Marcus Aurelius let hell on them. That didn't happen.
The general Maximus did not exist really. I mean, he kind of did, but not in the form that we see here. But also, but more importantly, that movie ends with the restoration of the Roman Republic in 180 AD. I don't know.
Did not happen, Sonny. Did not happen.
I don't know if we got any scholars of Roman history out there. Did not happen.
Thank you, Sonny Bunch. Watch him on Sonny Bunch Across the Movie Aisle and The Bulwark Goes to the Movie, his podcast. Tarzan and Joe is next on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Hey, everyone. This is Dwayne Patterson, producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show. I've known for a while now that there's been far too much of me here in the studio, and I finally needed to do something about my weight. My excuse was always that I couldn't follow a plan with the crazy schedule that I keep. I heard about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and how they customize their program for each client, and I decided to call. This was no problem for Rachel and the PhD team. They had me map out what my day looks like and created a plan to follow. And so far, I've lost 16 pounds already and I'm just 2 weeks in on the way to my goal of losing 45. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition at 864-644-1900 and make your appointment for your consultation. The plan is simple. It's based on science and nutrition. There's no pills or injections, and they even include 80% of your food if you want it. Call them right now at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com. And tell them you heard about it from Dwayne, the producer Hugh actually has on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Join joined now by the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show, Tarzana Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, you. I don't know how to introduce this poem, except to say that it was inspired by my wife, who every time she gets a text message, reacts as if, you know, the lotto is texting her or some terrible thing has happened. So she said, Joe, would you please write this poem? I said, okay. The market is in shambles and the border's a disaster. That guy who says the end is near now says it's coming faster. Those of us with cooler heads perceive a course correction. We hold out hope the cavalry will come with the election. We seek out candid candidates who offer real solutions and try to fill their coffers with our campaign contributions. And that, folks, is the incident from which my problem stems. Because I gave last time, my phone is flooded with DMs. Perhaps you have forgotten, or we think it slipped your mind, evolving into texts that are a little more unkind. We can't believe you hadn't. They send 10 texts an hour. They text me on the golf course, and they text me in the shower. You sure have been persistent. Didn't know you had it in you. I've taken to replying stop, but still the texts continue. I think that what you're doing is really self-defeating. I, for one, do not respond to dunning and browbeating. So candidates out raising cash, I want you all to know. You can mail me, you can call me, but please don't text me, bro. That's Don't Text Me, Bro, by Tarzana Joe.
I never thought you would stoop to bro. Yeah, that's really, Joe, a new low.
Thank you. I aspire to new highs and new lows.
No, but I mean, bro, that's just not Tarzana Joe quality. I mean, we've got to go back to Tarzana.
I disagree. Johanna. You remember the Don't Tase Me, Bro fellow.
That's right. Don't Tase Me, Bro.
It's a reference to a cultural touchstone.
Until then, you had me, because I think that poem will be in demand and people are going to start, instead of texting stop or reply, they're going to start texting that poem.
Text that poem back yet.
Yeah. Okay, is it available at TarzanaJoe.com?
Absolutely.
And you are open for business, TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com for email inquiries about your reasonable rates and prompt delivery of said poetry needs.
The busiest poet in America, and I stand by that, bro.
TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Hugh.
29-17. Browns win. Just want to make sure you know that. There are other news stories. Russia's having a meltdown. The Telegraph. Putin passes secret law to send 1 million Russians to fight in Ukraine. Washington Post. Putin faces fury in Russia over military mobilization prisoner swamp. New York Times. A lot of panic. Russian men fearing Ukraine draft seek refuge abroad. They're getting out of Russia because they've lost 75,000 KIA in Russia has lost 75,000 young men and officers, and they have no command structure, and it's a mess. Putin is threatening nuclear weapons. There is a good story at the Washington Post that Biden has communicated several times about privately, but they say over several months. And I think maybe they ought to be on the phone, Blinken, and saying, here's what will happen. I think they ought to do it with the European allies. The biggest substantive story is that in Great Britain, a revolution is underway. And I mean the kind that we like, a Thatcherite revolution. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, has gotten up and delivered his interim budget. Total tax cuts of about $45 billion by 2026-27. Basic income tax to fall to 19%. National insurance will be cut on November 6th. Energy bills capped at $2,500. Stamp duty cuts for 200,000 people. Limit on bankers' bonuses scrapped. The corporation tax is not going up. It is a Thatcherite budget.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And God Save the King and God Save Liz Truss. They're delivering, finally. It took four conservative prime ministers, beginning with David Cameron, then Theresa May, then Boris Johnson, and now Liz Truss, to get back to Thatcher, get out of the European Union. Brexit happened. Thank you, Boris. David Cameron won the first election that got them into power. We did not. Thank you, Jeremy Corbyn gets an assist on this. But we've got, as Thatcher set up Reagan, so is Truss setting up someone for us to renew our economy, which is in such bad shape. But voting begins today in Minnesota. So go vote Republican top to bottom. We have to end this inflation. We have to end this crime. We have to get our arms around the border, and we have to reclaim schools for parents. That's the message of Glenn Youngkin. That's the message of every Republican. Those four things. And we worry about China if we get the national security. But inflation will only come down when interest rates go up and spending is cut. Crime will only go down when police are funded and not demonized. The border will only be secure when Republicans are in charge. Kevin McCarthy unveiling the commitment to America today in Pittsburgh. And education will only get better with Republicans overseeing federal policy so it does not screw around with CRT or Title IX. And if you do not vote for one school board incumbent in any city or county in America unless you are rock solid certain that they are against lockdowns and mandatory masking. Reject them, reject them, reject them. I have a It's not a pandemic story anymore for you after the break. Actually, I'll tell it to you now. I have tried three times to walk into a CVS drugstore to get a booster. No one will give it to me. Okay, if it's really a pandemic, and there's no line, if it's really a pandemic, do you think they wouldn't be giving you boosters? No, you got to make an appointment online, use our app, which I have done because I want the booster. But if it's a pandemic, you just keep the supply up and the shots going. I'll be right back, America. Hour number two of the Friday Browns winning day. It's Friday. It's winning Friday, winning weekend, winning Monday. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Stay tuned. I want to remind you that our sponsor is AndrewandTodd.com. There with Sierra Pacific, they lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to AndrewandTodd.com or call them at 888-1172.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.